I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Friday, May 22nd. It's a question that's lingered for years. Did Governor Mike DeWine have the authority to end the Federal Pandemic Assistance Program in June 2021 before it was set to end 3 months later? 300,000 Ohioans have sued the state, saying they're owed $900 million in federal funds. The Ohio Supreme Court will decide, as State House correspondent Karen Kessler reports.
Ohio Solicitor General Mathura Sridharan had barely started speaking to the justices when she was asked why the case isn't moot since the program ended in 2021. She said it is.
It's been almost 4 years after that, a full presidential administration later.
But Andrew Engel, representing the 300,000 claimants, said DeWine couldn't unilaterally bring an early end to the Federal Pandemic Unemployment Compensation, or FPUC, program offering $300 weekly checks. State lawmakers needed to.
We believe that the governor lacked the legal authority to withdraw from the FPUC program when he did.
Sridharan says the claimants are relying on a letter from 2021 that says the federal funds are still there, which she doubts. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Home energy use is one of the major sources of greenhouse gases in cities. And with an aging housing stock, Dayton has a lot of inefficient homes. WYSO's Nick Herkman reports on a local program to improve that as part of our Climate Solutions Week coverage.
The city of Dayton recently approved $3.3 million in additional funding for its three home repair partner networks. It will go toward weatherizing and improving the energy efficiency of over 400 low-income homes. Meg Maloney is Dayton's sustainability manager. She says an AES Ohio grant got the program started.
The idea behind that was to, one, build capacity of our home repair partners to give them the funding to do this work, but also, two, we wanted to make it easier for residents to access this funding.
The city's Office of Sustainability partnered with the Dayton Energy Collaborative to create a one-stop shop for people applying for assistance. It's called the Dayton Home Repair Network. Jennifer Evans is with the Old North Dayton Neighborhood Association. She says the neighborhood has used the Home Repair Network to apply for money to turn a food pantry into a community resilience hub.
I think this is just a really great example of how just average folks in the neighborhood can come together, you know, decide what's best for the community, what we need to succeed, and approach the city as a partner.
In March, Yellow Springs Home Inc. joined the network. For WYSO News, I'm Nick Herkman.
Gas prices are high, but not high enough to discourage a lot of people from traveling this holiday weekend. Morgan Dean with AAA says the annual survey finds 45 million Americans are expected to travel 50 miles or more for Memorial Day. That's a slight increase over last year.
Those gas prices scream at us every time we're driving down the roadway because of the way it's marketed. But they're willing to do things to balance the budget to still get that downtime. That work-life balance is very, very important to them. We're saying travel demand remains strong, but economic uncertainty is maybe keeping some of that growth in check this year.
Dean says AAA expects travelers will cut back in other ways, whether it's vacationing closer to home or spending less wherever they go. Ohioans who visit cemeteries on Memorial Day are encouraged to report any maintenance or safety-related concerns they see as part of the state's efforts to keep burial grounds in good condition. The Ohio Division of Real Estate and Professional Licensing oversees over 4,000 active and public cemeteries in Ohio. It asks visitors to report any damaged headstones, overgrown grounds, litter, unsafe walkways, or maintenance issues to cemetery management. If those concerns aren't addressed, individuals can file a complaint with the Ohio Cemetery Dispute Resolution Commission. Eligible nonprofit cemeteries can also apply for the Cemetery Grant Program. It offers more than $100,000 annually to assist with maintenance. Dayton Children's Hospital has named its new West Dayton Urgent Care Facility the Feldman Center for Healthy Futures. The name honors its retiring president and CEO, Debbie Feldman. During Feldman's 14 years at Dayton Children's, the organization has received national recognition. It has also expanded and added new tools and programs. The hospital says its new Feldman Center Urgent Care has been designed to provide immediate and preventive care to children. It was funded through federal and state new markets tax credits, as well as state budget appropriations and donations. The center will begin serving families on May 27th, offering same-day pediatric care with weekend and evening hours. Look for rain in the area for this afternoon and this evening. Thunderstorms are also possible. A few storms might get on the strong side. It looks like rain for much of the Memorial Day weekend. Looks like the best chances for rain on Saturday. Sunday and Monday, rain will be more scattered and sporadic. And that's WYSO Today for Friday, May 22nd. I'm Mike Fraser.